The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
It is a beautiful Monday.
I hate Mondays.
How bad?
How bad?
What if I follow Monday home, blockade the door, and burn the house down with Monday still inside?
Okay, I guess that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Can't somebody say, hey, let's be positive?
Let's try to be positive.
And here's a thought.
You're still alive.
And you're still alive.
Every day above ground is a good day.
God, you're a douche.
Hey! The International Day of the Nacho.
All the nachos you can eat.
Hey! 350 million people, and that's the best we can do.
And it has nothing to do with the fact that they were naked.
Hey!
The nachos. Children, they're not adults, they're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
Well, let's do this, I guess. That's honestly how I'm feeling. That's a perfect noise for where I'm at right now. Happy Monday, everybody.
You know, what was that, Lurch from the Adam Family? You know?
Yeah, Hunter, I am unmotivated today. My motivation is like... It's like that.
Well, you did some camping.
It was a nice weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't want to seem grateful for this job because I'm so grateful. I get to hang out with my buddy
mm-hmm.
5 days a week. We get to do fun stuff.
Laugh and have good times.
But I don't want to do anything today.
I don't want to be here, man.
Like, I just want to sit in a dark room.
I feel a little woozy over here, man.
Under a blanket. Just stay there for a while.
Hey, you can go cuddle up with my wife, I guess. That's kind of weird to say, but...
I could go back to my own house.
Right.
I don't know.
Your house is even closer. I have no idea.
We just had a podcast about this, and I thought you weren't on board.
That was a weird thing to say.
But I guess. All right. Did you guys spend some time over the wet spot?
All right, you know what, you son of a bitch? You took it to another level.
Oh, God.
I think she's getting sick, like what I had last week.
Well, yeah, because you were sick, and then you probably coughed and wheezed all over.
Just all over.
Isn't that fun when you give it to your partner? You're like, hey, you got to deal with it now.
You know what? I got to call her out, though, because I think I told you this last week. We went to the store. You know, in the beginning of the store, they have all those, like, wet naps that you can put
in. We talked about this. I said your wife's disgusting.
Yeah, so she wouldn't take one last week. I'm washing my hands. I'm basically taking a shower in this thing. Because I know the disease, you know, filled room of the Walmart or whatever
it's
we were at.
Horrible. Any grocery store, it doesn't matter if it's the nicest one. Those carts are disgusting.
She's like, no, I don't need it. I don't want it.
Well, good. I'm glad she's sick.
Yeah.
Hope she got the plague.
Yeah, jeez. You took it to another level. But, you know, she's coughing and sneezing.
No.
Like, yeah, I bet you would have wished you would have washed your hands now, don't you?
I'm not sick or anything. I have very little motivation to work. I did hurt myself. Maybe this is part of it. I pulled a muscle in my back looking up, so that's real nice.
Was that camping?
No, this was after we got back. This was after we got back, and I don't know, like, what the angle I took, but I looked up, Hunter, and my back went, hit! Out!
Welcome to the 30s.
So it's one of those days.
Yeah.
It's a Monday. So enjoy a very lackluster, very pity party-filled show. I'm gonna complain all morning.
My back.
Ow. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get to, so stick around. We'll make the most of this Monday. We'll try and get you motivated. We'll try and motivate ourselves first. Right now, though, let's play some music. That'll pick me up. Soundgarden, Outshine. All right, I'm feeling a little better already.
There you go.
It's WIRX. We'll be back.
Thing that rocks.
Well, good morning. 6'10" Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Let's see, today we got some rain. Going to be breezy. It's a little
fishy.
Fishy. 80% chance of rain. Maybe a thunderstorm. Thunder. High of 65.
Thunder.
Thunder. Cloudy tonight. More rain. Clearing later on. Low of 45. Tomorrow, chance for some rain, but some sunshine in there. High of 52. And then Wednesday, sunny. High of 58.
Nice.
You're golfing on Wednesday, aren't you?
Yeah, finally we get to play our final golf match on Wednesday.
Your golf tourney.
It was delayed a few weeks.
Yeah.
But, I just got to figure out how to play golf again.
I know. God, you didn't really know before.
I know. This is not good, Brock. This is not good. You know how to play? You're left-handed. It doesn't matter.
No.
Actually, what might be pretty good, actually, because then I could just mirror you.
Yeah.
Actually, you know how Tiger Woods' dad was left-handed? And that's why Tiger Woods is so good, because he'd stand in front of his dad.
Oh, and they would just practice.
And they'd practice looking at each other.
That's what you need to do with me.
Yeah.
I'll make you the best golfer ever.
Are you good?
I will make you...
I'll make you like a,
I'm good for like three holes, and then I just lose motivation. Like, one bad shot, and I'm done.
My golfing's all right. My drinking's great.
Oh, I got the drinking part of golf down. Just pass.
Somehow I can fly fish. Yeah. I have no idea how.
Crazy.
Just watching this
do
guy.
It all at the same time. It's nuts. Well, speaking of sports and golf and whatnot, there was a bunch of sports action this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking tipped over wagons. I'm talking perfect passer ratings. I'm talking.
There's a lot.
Blowouts.
It's a good thing. I actually have something to talk about this morning.
Yeah, for once. Just try not to blow it, okay?
Yeah, well, I'll blow it.
Hunter will attempt not to blow sports when we come back.
I'll blow it.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show, 621. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
And it is.
Let's get to sports because we had a lot to talk about.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
All right, let's start with NHL then. Last night, the Capitals beating the Blackhawks 5-3.
There you go, Washington. Washington.
Moving on to NCAA football. Some upsets over the weekend, man. We're just going to go right down the polls to number 10. Alabama still hanging at number 1. Number 2, LSU. Number 3, this is a new one, Ohio State. Killing it, of course. Dude, they could be coached by the stupid-ass Lobster.
Yeah.
And they would win every game. It is unbelievable.
Oh, they'd be undefeated with the Lobster as a coach.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. Not because the Lobster's good at coaching. Just because it's Ohio State.
The best coach ever.
Oh, shut up. Number 4, Clemson. Number 5, Oklahoma. Penn State at number 6. Number 7, Florida. 8, Notre Dame. 9, Auburn. And 10, Georgia. So there you go. I wanted to talk about this, actually. Alabama over the weekend. So they play Tennessee. Third week in October. Always play Tennessee. Traditionist. Winning team. Sparks up. It sparked it up this weekend, Brock. Alabama wins.
So that's a tradition?
Dude, I caught the very end of it. And at first, they take a camera shot to the student section. There's like three guys smoking a cigar. I'm like, huh. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you can't drink. I'm pretty sure you can't smoke in these stadiums.
Yeah.
What's going on? So I turned the audio on because I had it on mute. And they're starting to talk about it a little bit. And there's just like this chick sparking up. I'm like, what? And you go down to the sidelines. Coaches sparking up. Players sparking up. Cigars I'm talking about. Dude, the whole stadium was filled with cigar smoke.
Smoke is stogie.
Dude, there was chicks in having their shirts over their noses just kind of fanning. Like, you know? But it was just crazy to me. Like, damn.
Yeah.
And the announcer says, he's like, well, if there is a smoking ban and they are going to get a fine. They get a fine every year.
Yeah.
But if everybody does it, there's not enough police for them to regulate
it. It's probably one of those things now where they're like,
it was just kind of crazy.
Do your thing. Just don't burn anything down.
Right.
And just go.
Which is surprising to me because, you know, the cigar thing worked. Wouldn't one of the guys like nudge his buddy and say, dude, what if everybody just cracked a beer right now?
Yeah.
What if everybody just started drinking?
It's hard getting all the beers in there, though. That's the hard part.
It's true.
You know?
It's true.
But I like where your head's at. I do.
You know? You already got the momentum.
Be better if it was an enclosed stadium.
Oh God! Yeah, just like Pontiac or
just
something.
Just hot box the entire stadium with cigar smoke.
It was funny too, though. You could tell like the nerdy girls, man, just hating it.
That's gross.
Stinks. Some of them lighting it backwards. And then listen to this: the Sooners game. So there's a thing called the Sooner Schooner. It's basically a horse and carriage.
Yeah,
you got two horses up front. Jesus, whatever you want to call
it. It's very Oregon Trail-esque.
Yeah, it looks like the Oregon Trail Mobile. So they're hauling ass out on the field. It's tradition in the beginning.
Yep. They haul ass.
They do. They're hauling ass. For some reason, the horses decided, you know what? Let's take a left. Let's take a hard left. And they did. Dude, that thing went flying. It high-sided so hard. There was this chick on it, and she was on the opposite wrong side of the high side. She slammed. Slammed the ground, did like a three barrel roll, like roll out. There was a cameraman inside the carriage who just got rattled to death, basically. I think he was the one that actually had to get like attended to.
Yeah, that's because you're not rolling out, you're staying contained.
Yeah, it wasn't buckled in either. Yeah, you know, bouncing around in there.
They didn't, those covered wagons didn't have seat belts, they didn't have the 3-point harness.
I mean, you're gonna laugh at it, But after a while, you're like, dude, that could have been really bad.
Yeah.
Could have been very bad. You know? So I don't know. Are they going to continue with the horse and carriage thing?
They will. But what they need to understand is it doesn't matter how well trained those animals are. It's still a wild animal at heart.
You don't know what's going to happen.
It's in a screaming stadium, a loud stadium with instruments and people yelling. And
so it brings me to the question. What was worse, the runaway carriage that happened this weekend or the runaway golf cart at the Cowboys game like 10 years ago?
The runaway golf cart will always be one of my favorites.
Oh, so funny.
If I ever need to laugh, I put on runaway golf cart.
So funny, but could have been so bad.
It was the greatest thing.
Well, it was a pylon. Just like fell off and like hit the gas pedal.
That was a ghost working on that one. Because that was just, it was too good.
Then you get the guy bailing out, barrel rolling.
Get me out of this thing. That's great. I'm glad that no one was seriously injured, and the horsies are fine.
You know, it's one of those things where you just kind of cringy laugh at, and you're like, all right, I hope nobody got hurt. NFL yesterday, Vikings beat the Lions 42-30.
That was a really back and forth game up and a half. Yeah,
good game. You know what, Detroit fans, you might lose the rest of rest of your games, but you know what? This is the best I have ever seen Detroit.
Yeah,
literally, like every week I watch Detroit, and I'm like, dude, they don't look too bad.
I don't know what's going on with the Vikings either, because the Vikings will either just crush it, and they've been doing pretty well.
Or they suck.
Like, Kirk Cousins is so...
It's like back and forth.
Yeah.
You know? The Saints beating the Bears 36-25.
Ooh.
I didn't really get to catch much of that game. But from what Facebook says, and what some of my buddies have said about the coaching... our buddy John.
Man, the Bears were so excited. All the fans were so, and I actually was too. I was like, man, Bears are going to be good this year.
Yeah.
And it was like that first game. It's like they just haven't woken up.
It's like there's like a little tiny hill that they need to traverse.
And they're just, it's just like, there's a little tiny grassy knoll, and it's wet, and they're wearing like those shoes you have to put on at that one aunt's house, those booty covers.
It's like bowling shoes.
And they're like, right. And they just can't get up that hill.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, man. Crazy football. The Colts beat the Texans 30-23.
That was crazy.
Green Bay beating Oakland 42-24, which I missed that game, but you said he had a perfect game.
Oh, my God. Rodgers had damn near a perfect game. I think he only missed six passes. He basically a perfect quarterback rating that game, like, which is 158.3.
Jesus.
Five throwing touchdowns, and he ran one in.
Wow.
And the Raiders, honestly, are not a bad team. They're 3-3 now, but they were 3-2 going into that game.
Are there any fights?
No fights. It was just a great game all the way around. And I'll give Carr credit, too. They eventually, Rodgers and Carr both got benched just because Carr, they didn't want to get him hurt, even though they were losing. Mm-hmm. And Rodgers, there's no sense. But up until Carr got benched, he actually had a great game.
Yeah.
He was like, what was he? He only missed like four throws. They couldn't.
He put up 24.
So here's a crazy rule that I didn't know existed. I'll be honest. So Carr ran the ball, right? Mm-hmm. He tried to run it in. Mm-hmm. He reached with his left hand for the pylon, but the ball came out, and then the ball went out inside the end zone.
Touchback. Wow.
So there, they went from a touchdown to getting a touchback instead. I never knew. And
that's a sketchy play.
That's the second time it's happened to Carr.
Really?
Second time.
It's a sketchy play,
and,
man.
And honestly, that really was a turning point in the game, because here the Packers were up, but the Raiders were like, all right, we're going to get back in this thing.
See, I think if the ball is in your hand and if the ball touches the pylon and the ball's in your hand, it counts.
It counts, but he lost it. It was coming out of his hand.
Kind of like pushed it out of bounds.
So it's close. It really is.
Yeah.
But you can see it come out of his hands as he went out of bounds, and the ball stayed inside the pylon went out. And it was
just depressing.
And it's just one of those, and they just couldn't come back from that.
Yeah.
They had some big plays. Their defense, but Rodgers was playing lights out. Dude, he had 9 different targets, 10 different targets in that game. It was crazy. It was crazy, which is what we need.
So is Oakland good or bad?
They're 3-3 right now. They're not bad.
Wow.
They were 3-2 going into that game, which, you know, that's really not.
Well, first off, Green Bay's just got the division. Boom. I mean, that's it.
At this point, we are very well off.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is Oakland, dude, their tight ends are insane.
Yeah.
Huge. Just monsters on the field. So, yeah. It was a great game.
So, are they playing in Vegas now or no?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
It was at Oakland, right?
It was at Green Bay.
It was in Green Bay?
It was at Green Bay. It was at Lambeau, but now Green Bay goes on like a three-game. Yeah, our next game is away at Arrowhead against the Chiefs. Hopefully not Mahomes. I hope he takes a week off.
Does anybody know anything about him yet?
I guess it was just dislocated.
Yeah, still.
That is. But out of all the things for it to be.
This is what I wanted to talk about. I thought of this weekend.
Can we save it for next sports?
Yes, we can.
All right.
But real quick. I'll tease it.
Tease it.
Mahomes is hurt. And it's your fault.
It's my fault.
It's your fault.
Uh-oh.
We'll talk about that in the 7 o'clock hour. Brock!
Sport everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 6:40. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Dude, this movie's been on all weekend, and I've seen the first one twice. I've seen the second one twice now. How do you feel about Ghostbusters? Is it supposed to be funny? Is it supposed to be serious?
I think it's a little bit of a dark comedy,
yeah.
You know?
Strange.
Yeah.
It's like they don't have movies like that anymore.
Well, they do. Just no good ones. I mean, cast, when you think about the cast, is just stacked.
Yeah.
It's a stacked cast.
You know, and there's a lot of, like, sexual innuendos in there that you're like, I don't know if you could really say that now.
Isn't there? Well, it's when, Sigourney Weaver's character gets taken over by the one ghost?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
It's all horny. It's a horny ghost.
Then you got Bill Murray just creeping on her so hard. Just like, Bill's Bill. Has he ever been anything different?
I don't think he acts, actually. I think he just goes on.
He's not an actor.
No, he's him.
You hire Bill Murray.
That's it.
I mean, has he ever played? I mean, Caddyshack, he kind of did a little, like, acting, I guess.
That was a very, very Bill Murray-esque, kind of, I think, style.
Right, that's like as far off as you can go.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, it's just Bill.
It's just Bill.
Which is great. It's fantastic.
He's one of the ones that figured it out. Same thing with, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you watch Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He doesn't play anybody else, but The Rock.
It's The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's maybe The Rock trying to be a little funnier. It's The Rock being more serious, but it's still
Which was weird because it works.
Yeah.
He's great. Like, every role
he
plays.
What did I just watch the other day? I watched one where his kid gets busted for, like, having drugs mailed to him, and then he goes undercover so his kid doesn't have to spend more time in jail. He goes, like, undercover. He drives a semi, and then he, like...
Yeah, which movie is that?
God, it was a great movie.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, all of his movies are great.
And it was an okay movie.
Yeah.
My favorite one with him that doesn't get enough love, I don't think, is with Sean William Scott. The
Tooth Fairy?
No. The Rundown. The Tooth Fairy, which isn't bad.
I don't know. Then
Vin Diesel tried to make one called... what was it? The Sitter? Basically the same kind of concept, isn't it? But The Rundown, great movie.
Oh, yeah.
But that was like Dwayne The Rock Johnson fresh off of wrestling. So his acting is just...
That's when Sean William Scott was still relevant.
Sean William Scott's been, I think the show's still on, but he's been doing, not Die Hard. Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
He's doing a show then?
Yeah, what's the movies that they did? Not Die Hard. People are just screaming. You know the old ones? They did, like, Joe Pesci was in it.
Lethal Weapon?
Lethal Weapon. Jesus Christ. there's a Lethal Weapon show.
Okay.
And the guy who was playing Riggs got fired. He was just a nightmare on set, so they brought in Sean William Scott as a replacement, not to be Riggs, but to be a new partner for the Danny Glover character.
I assume he's not playing his Stifler role in that.
No, but he's still very, he's Stifler-esque.
Cheeky.
He's kind of that way. That same kind of, you know.
Yeah.
But I like Sean William Scott.
Too,
I always have.
He's hilarious.
He had a movie called Balls Out, and it's a tennis movie. Dude, it's hilarious. It's so funny.
I loved him in Role Models.
Role Models, he was great, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's always been kind of pigeonholed as the Stifler character. Yeah.
Which is great. I love that character.
Yeah, what's wrong with it? American Pie is fantastic. All right, anyway, let's get you rock news and rock history.
Why not?
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
And of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union, come be part of it. Well, Marilyn Manson is drawn to doom and gloom, obviously, which explains his cover of one of the darkest songs in American folk music, God's Gonna Cut You Down. I actually have a small clip of the song. It's awesome.
Go and tell that long-term liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the ramble of the gamble of the
gods gonna come down.
That is dark. That's the song. I mean, Johnny Cash originally did that song, and it was dark when Johnny Cash did it. Now you throw in the Manson, you know, persona in there. Manson recorded the song with the help of outlaw country Hellraiser Shooter Jennings, which is a Waylon Jennings boy.
Mm-hmm.
He tells Kerrang it's a sample of a long-awaited next album, saying, quote, it's sort of a wax museum of my thoughts, a study of the chamber of horrors in my head. The song currently is available on Picture Disc Singles, is accompanied by a dark video filmed at Joshua Tree in the California desert. Very cool. I love Manson. I love a lot of the work that he does. He's fantastic live, and I'm excited to see what else is going to be on this album. Yeah. So,
Shooter Jennings, son of Waylon.
Yes.
Waylon used to do things with David Allen.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Shooter Jennings wouldn't let... Well, Shooter's a son, right?
Shooter's a son, yeah.
Yeah, Waylon wouldn't let Shooter around David Allen Coe because he was so racist.
That's smart. Yeah. That's smart. Yeah, that's no child should be around David Allen Coe.
It's like, David, just stay away from that guy.
Shooter, why don't you just go play?
Right. We don't want you to hang around David.
Stay away from racist Uncle David.
Yeah, Uncle Dave.
all right, that's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in 1995, Blind Melon singer Shannon Hoon was found dead on his tour bus from an accidental drug overdose. Obviously, the band rose to fame in 1993 with the hit No Rain. It'd be interesting to see if they would have had anything else if it wasn't for Shannon having that drug overdose. There you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union, come be part of it.
Now.
All righty, this is going to be fun because I was hoping there was going to be a question already up for me, and I put it off because we were doing stuff this morning.
Oh, yeah.
But the useless trivia that they have on our prep site is about Kim Kardashian. I refuse to talk about her unless it's about her sex tape. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's do it then. Let's talk about her sex tape.
No, I can't do that. How many times has her sex tape been watched? Actually.
How many minutes and seconds long is Kim Kardashian's?
Actually, you know what? Yeah. Hold on, real quick. If anything, I got a backup question. How many views does Kim Kardashian...
Millions. I'm going to say 22 million.
All right, see.
You sound like Doogie Howser back here in the back.
That was 2017.
Enhance.
Even better. I mean, we could do, like, who starred in the movie with Kim Kardashian. Let's do it.
Okay.
You haven't said anything, have you? I don't think you have. All right. Big happy birthday to Kim Kardashian. She is, how old is she today? She is 39. 39.
And her ass is 16.
Her ass is 16. That's right. Who starred in Kim Kardashian's sex tape along with her? Who was Kim Kardashian's co-star in her sex tape that made the family famous?
Was it A, the Screaming Yellow Lobster?
B, let's think of someone. Master P or C, Ray J.
Or D, Bob Barker.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Who was Kim Kardashian's co-star in their sex tape made the family famous?
A, the Screaming Yellow Lobster, which is absolutely no chance because that thing sucks.
B, Master P. C, Ray J.
Or D, what did I say?
You said Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Up for grabs is that gift certificate, Nola Rue. And, of course, useless trivia brought to you by Nola Rue.
I'll give you a hint. It's B. Make him say,
na 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 na.
You ready?
That was...
On Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Hey there, good morning, 7:02. Your useless trivia today, of course, brought to you, as always, by Nola Rue Cajun Eatery, 2809 Niles Avenue in St. Joe. You can see their full menu at NolaRueEatery.com. Do yourself some favor. Go get some amazing Cajun food right there at Nola Rue. And I'm going to make it easy on you with this gift certificate. A big happy birthday to Kim Kardashian. She turns 39 today, almost a big 4-0. Anyway, since I couldn't find a decent question with her, we made up our own. Who was Kim's co-star in her sex tape that made the family famous? Let's see if we can get ourselves a winner here. No Limit Studios, what's up?
Ray J.
Ray J. That is correct. All right. Yeah. Nicely done, man. Hey, what's your name?
Joey.
Billy?
Joey.
Oh, Joey. I thought you said Billy for some reason. I don't know why. Hey, Joey, have you seen the video for research purposes?
No.
You're not missing much. It sucks. She keeps a bra on the whole time. Anyway, Joey, you're my big winner. Got yourself that gift certificate to Nola Rue Cajun Eatery in St. Joe. What station hooked you up?
WIRX.
Hey, you're right. That film does suck.
We'll be back.
Rock 107.